Hey, I'm Maggie Domingo, and I'm sharing how human design can reveal your true, unique self. It's a personal development tool that provides practical and actionable concepts to be applied to your day-to-day so you can live a more fulfilling and aligned life. And who wouldn't want that? This is the Maggie Domingo Podcast. Hello. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you're doing well. So I've had a busy past 7 days. Well, 7 days from when I recorded this episode. Those really close to me know that I'm actually a huge homebody. I really love my bubble of solitude. However, I know I got to get out of the house at times and really nurture my relationships with those closest to me because I greatly value those relationships and the support that they've provided me over time. And with that being said, I'm coming off of a week-long trip that involved car camping for the first 2 nights, just out in nature, so beautiful, and then staying in a hotel for the following 4 nights. And it's pretty crazy because in taking this recent trip, I've really been able to see the progression of just how much I've shifted mentally and emotionally around taking trips. Now, I know this is going to sound really weird, but trips and vacations and stuff like that are really not that relaxing to me historically. I would just be kind of waiting for the thing that we're doing to be over so that we can move on to the next thing. And so that could be over. And eventually just looking forward to going to bed because that's when I knew that my mind would be quiet during sleep. It was very frustrating and very anxiety inducing. And it often was a result of my own expectations, just kind of setting me up for failure mentally and emotionally. It really sucked. It's not a place that I've ever wanted to be operating from, but I didn't know how to approach it any differently. I didn't know a better way for me individually. And it's not to say that I haven't had great trips and vacations. I absolutely have, but there's a different story that was going on in my head that most people didn't know anything about. They were not aware of that. But the energy in this trip was different. I would say that I guess just my nervous system was way more calm. I was kind of taking myself out of my head in this recent trip. I stopped flooding my mind with unnecessary expectations and really kind of detached myself from any outcomes that I would otherwise normally wrongly anticipate. I was almost kind of passively experiencing this trip, but I would say in a good way. I wasn't forcing things to happen. I was simply responding to what life was presenting me with, which in my human design strategy as a generator is to respond. So how I interact with the outside world and use my energy is to let life come to me and respond to it from there. And this is actually probably the first relaxing trip I've ever had in my life now that I'm really reflecting on it. So on the last night of this trip, I'm in the hotel room and I just started to feel unwell. I started to feel very nauseous. And so I kind of just attributed it to being on my laptop like all day, as well as being in front of the TV all day. And I was like, okay, I think I just need to turn everything off, not be on my phone, not be in front of any type of screen. And so I decided to read in bed as I just kind of wrapped up the night. And the book that I was reading was a human design textbook that I reference very often. And I was reading about generators because I'm a generator. And I was like, I just want to learn more about myself and see what applies, see where I've grown and where I have more room to grow. And I came across this sentence that really kind of hit me hard because of the perspective it put on my life in that very moment. Not meaning when I was sick, but just me being on this trip and how I was feeling about it and really recognizing the difference between this trip and all previous other trips, basically. And that sentence came from a section about a generator's not self theme. And I believe I explained previously that in your human design, you have a not self theme. And that's basically where you are living out of alignment and really kind of living through your conditioning. And that sentence stated, they, meaning generators, end up exhausting their energy with no satisfaction, their work has no meaning, and their relationships don't measure up or bring them pleasure. Life doesn't work for them. And reading this sentence literally made me shake my head in disbelief because it summed up so well exactly what I was experiencing in my life prior to discovering human design. It's basically what my life looked like as recent as a year ago and all the time before that. And it truly put in perspective the transformation that I've created in my life by experimenting with my human design. I used my energy in ways that left me with little to no satisfaction. The job I was in was just so passionless and directionless, so there was really no meaning behind the work that I was doing. And my relationships weren't bringing me true joy. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I didn't have a bad life before by any means. However, I absolutely didn't feel like I was living in alignment or that my life was working for me at all. And that in itself was really frustrating to me because I didn't understand what changes I needed to make in order to see the shift that I wanted to see. And yet here I am on this trip that really encompassed how I've transformed all of those things to work in my favor and be in better alignment with who I truly am and how I'm meant to show up. Since learning about my human design, I now understand really how important it is for me to prioritize my own satisfaction and finding and pursuing what lights me up, because that was lacking so much previously. My work now is so much more purposeful and exciting to me, and that energy shows through every time I get to talk about it with people, including you on this podcast. And my same relationships are so much more expansive and deep and special to me now than they ever were before. I 100% believe that life is working for me because I'm putting in the work to see it play out that way. And like I just said, this trip was such a beautiful example of the truth to this new reality of mine. Previously on trips, my mind would just infiltrate and take over. I was left feeling frustrated and not feeling satisfied in what I was doing and what I was experiencing. And this recent trip was such a 180 in what I normally experience during my trips. It really showed how much work I've put in to create this better life for me individually. Human design really opened that door, but I was the one that put the work in to walk through. I'll never downplay the effort that I've put in to reach where I'm at. We all have a choice to commit to our decisions and ultimately ourselves. And I always choose me, and not in a selfish way, but in the purposeful and intentional way that shows others what's available to them if they too choose to walk through that door. Because committing to yourself, committing to learning about yourself, living an optimized life for you individually, means that you give others the gift to see that potential in them too. You show them what's possible through your committed actions. That's really the gist of this episode. Short and sweet, hopefully very impactful, getting you thinking. And the question that I have for you to ponder today is kind of multiple parted. So just kind of like follow me closely. I want you to think of a relationship that you value or prioritize most. It could be with a friend, a family member, a romantic partner, etc. And your mind might be like, oh, well, you know, I have this family member that I'm so close to, but then I also have my partner that also is up there. And then I have my best friend, you know, it's like all the things, but try to quiet your mind and just pick one person, just for simplicity, one person. Now, once you have that person in mind, I want you to ask yourself, what are the characteristics of that relationship? Is there a lot of trust with that person? Is it the permission to be your most authentic self? Is it the way that they hold space for you? Is there just like unconditional love and compassion there? Or maybe it's the safety that you feel with them. Write down these characteristics or make a mental note of them, but you will need to reference them. So just make sure that you have them somewhere in your mind or on a piece of paper or on your phone, whatever it may be. Now, the final piece to this is, would you describe your relationship with yourself in the same way? Do you feel like you have total trust in yourself? Do you give yourself the permission to be your most authentic self? How much space do you hold for yourself? You get where I'm going with this. And if it's helpful, you can rate it a 0 out of 5, with 0 being it does not exist and 5 being it's 100% there. So 0 out of 5, how much do I trust myself? 0 out of 5, how safe do I feel with myself? And see what comes up for you. This is not a conventional way that we think about ourselves. So think about your most valued relationship. What are those characteristics that you would define that relationship as? And would you describe your relationship to yourself in the same way? It takes these mindful moments to sit with these questions where we really begin to unravel our relationship to self, to ourselves. And if you're interested in increasing your relationship with self, really getting to know who you are, how you're meant to show up, what your potential is, I have an upcoming webinar that's going to help you learn how you have these natural gifts and inherent potential so that you can live an awake and aware life with less resistance and less misalignment. Because we can't show up as our best selves if we don't even know how we're meant to be showing up. And I really want this webinar to be the switch that you've been looking for to kind of kick you in the ass and making a change in how you show up. I'm so excited about it. I can't wait to bring it to you. I've got the link in the show notes of this episode for you. This is honestly going to be just such a transformational webinar. I know that you are going to walk away from this webinar looking at your life in a different way, because you're finally going to understand and see what is possible for you and see the potential that's always been within you. It's going to be so powerful. Okay, with that, I need to go. I have a cat that is like scratching at my door in the background, waiting to get to me. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Sign up for that webinar. Got that link in my show notes, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune into this episode. If it served you in any way, please leave a review so we can continue spreading the word about human design and raise consciousness together.